I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right there at the end of our conversation with Grant Paulson, he brought up the Bengals and how the Bengals plan to play their starters. I believe Joe Burrow in the first preseason game for Cincinnati threw two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with Cincinnati is they're trying to flip the script because they have been notorious slow starters under Zach Taylor. I believe they've started 0-2 in four of their last five seasons. Of course, they missed the playoffs last year, and they're trying to change things around. How many – do you have a number on series? How many series do you want to see Jaden Daniels in the first-team offense on the field? If you want to chime in, you can give us a call at 1-800-636-1067. You know, you did mention a quarter, but let's say they crush it on a drive. EB, I'll ask you this. If the Commanders – have Jaden Daniels on the field, and they put together one of those signature drives like they had last season where they would have the ball for 7 minutes, and it would be a 15-play drive, and it would end up with a touchdown pass to Zach Ertz or whoever.
Oh, I don't think you would see him again in the rest of preseason.
Right.
Now, I don't even know. I'm conflicted about the whole thing because I'd like to see more. But like I say, the joint practices, the coaches see what they need to see. They get all the looks. The preseason games really are for the backup positions.
And there's no urgency
they
in the preseason
show
game.
Anything. It's all vanilla. More vanilla than even like the joint practices, right? Like it's going to be so vanilla. It's not. I don't even know what it's really worth. They're kind of a joke. I feel like the preseason has become a bigger joke than ever.
But
as
I
far
still
as starters.
But I yeah, you're right. But I still want to see them for a couple of series. Just because it's live, you know, we didn't get to see the joint practice. It's treated a little differently. Look, I mean, you're risking getting hurt even in practice. I mean, the odds of getting hurt are pretty low if you're only going to play a couple series.
Sure.
So I would say I would like to see them. And I would think in a quarter, you're going to probably get two series. If they had a long 12-minute drive,
well,
of course.
You describe, yeah, they're not going to see. You won't see.
I don't want to see them early second quarter.
I mean, what do I want to see? I want to see him play the whole game. I want to see everything. But,
of course.
I mean,
but you know they're not going to play in the third game, so I'd like to see a little bit of it in the second.
No, I understand. But again, the X factor is they're seeing them, A, every day in practice, and B, in the joint practices,
mm-hmm.
right, where they're really getting to different looks and kind of showing more, and it's more controlled. They can see what they want to see exactly. These preseason games, you could go out there and have a couple three and outs and get nothing out of it. You know what I mean? How many times have you watched a preseason game? 9 times out of 10, you leave disappointed. Like, that was a dud. I have nothing there.
I do think there is some value, particularly on offense, to build a rhythm and to build some confidence. And I think that's what the Bengals are trying to do because they feel like, hey, we've had these slow starts. I don't know if it's because the offense didn't produce
they're
in the first
everything.
2 weeks.
They're trying everything different. Anything we can try, right, get off to a better
but
start.
But I do think there's something to building a little momentum and confidence heading into the season. Like, I wouldn't hate them playing in the third game. Like, I know that they just don't do it anymore.
Right.
It's changed over the years. But, you know, you mentioned Brady. Brady used to actually play a lot in the preseason.
Well,
I mean, he had a huge, long career. I'm sure there's some seasons where maybe he didn't as much.
Yeah.
But they used to give him reps.
Yeah.
It's just changed. It just seems like preseason is the biggest joke it's ever been. It's just hard
but
to take it seriously.
I know. It is. But we clamor for it for the.
I know. I'm happy for
most
that,
of the, June and
know,
most of July.
Well, you clamor for football. And you're
you
ready
just
for preseason.
So you at least want to see something.
Just because it kicks off everything. But at the end of the day, it is a joke.
But if you know Sam Hartman is starting on Monday night against the Bengals, I mean, there's no point in watching.
Guess
well,
how many,
I actually do like to watch a little of that, actually.
Guess how
but
many attempts.
But you'd rather watch
but
your
I
starters.
Know, I would, but it's also, you still, you don't see much. And they're not nearly as
I know,
good.
I know.
Guess how many attempts Tom Brady had. I just pulled up a random year.
Mm-hmm.
2010.
Well, that's a long time ago. 15 years ago.
Okay, but it's kind of the middle of his career,
I would
right?
say 25 attempts.
50.
Yeah.
He had 50 attempts in the preseason. He threw 5 touchdown passes with 1 pick.
That's a lot. No one's going to ever do that in 2025. Unless
you'd
maybe
be lucky if you
maybe
get
a rookie.
You'd be lucky if you get 8 pass attempts from Jaden Daniels in the preseason. Yeah.
I would amend your stance, not that like preseason all of a sudden is like more meaningless than ever. It's more meaningless for quarterbacks ever.
Sure.
Like,
I mean, it's super meaningful for the backups in the
not just backups, but you know, special teams. You got to see Bill, like your first real action of Bill. You got to see your rookie lineman for a couple of snaps.
You do get to see them, but I'm not sure you can glean much from it. You're right. They put them out there, so I watch. But I'm not sure what I get from it because they're playing against they're playing against teams above. Like,
yeah, I know. I get the sample sizes down, but it's not like they're running out a bunch of replacements. You know what I mean? Or scabs from a strike team out there and just wearing the jerseys. You're seeing something.
But like, yes, I would argue when you sit out 30 Valdez, a lot of those are going to be like practice squad guys or guys that never really play.
If Bill broke off a 80-yard touchdown run,
it would be
the talk of DC, the talk of the show.
Totally.
So you can't just it would negate his carries.
Well, no, I told you I liked what I saw.
I know, but you can't just say that the preseason is more meaningless than ever when there's some things you would get meaning from.
Listen, I watch it. I watch it till the end. But I don't know what the real utility in it is. I don't know.
It's an injustice to these quarterbacks. You're right. It has changed. So I just punched up 2018 New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady had 44 passes. It's not that long ago.
Some teams just have a different view of it. I mean, if you look at the starting quarterbacks who played in week one, I don't know, it's about half of the starting quarterbacks.
No, for sure. But they didn't play a lot.
No, they played one series, maybe two.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw Drake May. Drake May played 2 series.
No, if
he didn't fumble on the first series, if that was a long series, you know, 8-minute drive and they kicked the field goal, he's probably out.
To Valdez's point, I hear what he's saying. Like, if Jalen Lane had a punt return for a touchdown, okay, that's great, that's what I want to see. But I think those guys see most of that stuff in the practices anyway. I guess there's something to be said for doing it under the bright lights.
They see it. We don't see it.
They see it. We don't see it. I agree with that.
Look, if they played Laremy Tunsil on Monday night and he tears an ACL, everyone's going to kill Dan Quinn. Why are you playing your left tackle in a meaningless preseason game? But
Slater went down in practice.
That's what I'm saying. You can get hurt in practice.
I don't even know if I would kill him.
Yeah, I don't think.
Well, if you play a long time, then I might kill him. But if you play a starter,
but you know what I mean.
I know.
People are going to say, why are you playing your studs? It's preseason. But fans do want to see these guys play, especially the new guys.
Yeah, of course.
But the Commanders fans would rather see Terry McLaurin in practice than, you know, Laremy Tunsil in a game, in a preseason game.
Yeah.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
But just as a fan, as a football fan, I'd like to see, especially a radio host who talks about this team 24/7. I want to see some of the starters at least for a quarter or quarter and a half, so I can kind of get a vibe on it.
Especially
the guys like Debo who we haven't seen yet.
Yeah,
only in practice.
I'll tell you this: as just guys that are only getting information secondhand, and we're only seeing glimpses here in the preseason stuff. I hope this is closer to like an 81 season, 82 season than it is like I feel like we're underperforming compared to my expectations. Again, this is all meaningless, But it's like, I'm excited. I'm hyped. I want this to be a big year. I want us to score 30 or more. I've been saying, like, we're going to score 28, 29, 30 points a game. That's what we did last year. We're only going to be better. But so far, all the reports are the offense is just not clicking yet. And, you know, gets to be a little bit, I'm a little bit uneasy, although there's probably no reason to be. But
You're a little bit concerned.
If I was to be honest, I'd say, yeah, I'm a little bit uneasy because we're not hitting on all strides offensively yet, according to the reports.
Yeah, but you're going against a defense that knows you, and you don't know what the offense is trying to accomplish.
I agree.
What I would most think about is that Detroit game, and even the Eagles game where they got smashed. The offense did their part, just the defense could not do anything. And the offense had turnovers.
On the flip side, you should feel good that the defense is really playing well against the offense.
That is encouraging me.
Because
I do feel good about that.
Yeah. Because I know you had question marks about a bunch of those guys.
But I also did, honestly, I did assume the defense was going to be better. Like, pretty big jump. Let's say, I don't know, where did we rank last year defensively overall? Like, in terms of yardage or just one of the big
metrics. Remember, the rushing stats were horrendous.
So I feel like we could jump to, like, 15. Like, I feel like we were at the bottom. If we could jump to, like, 15, that would be a big jump.
I think they were about middle of the pack in terms of yards, but I can check.
On the whole,
yards allowed looks like they were 12, 13 ish points per game. Is that what you want?
Yeah, points per game. Give me that one.
Points per game. They were middle of the pack at 23.
Feels like they're worse. I feel like that's worse.
Maybe, but they were 30th stopping the run.
30th stopping the run. So if we could get up to like 15 stopping the run, that'd be like a marked improvement. Yeah. I'm kind of assuming that we're going to.
You know, the crazy thing is, even though we knew they had a lot of secondary issues, they finished third against the pass in terms of yardage. That's just because
everyone
teams
ran
would
on
pound,
them.
Right. Pound yeah. the football.
Why,
on
you
them.
Don't need to bother passing.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
And they played some bum quarterbacks. That's
true. All right, I guess we can't pick out the calls.
800-636-1067, though. We can come back, take some of your calls. Of course, you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.